And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is new information. Each of my guests is providing new information on his subject. My next guest may be, just maybe, one of the funniest men you've never heard of. He's responsible for some of the funniest television programs in U.S. history as the lead comedy writer for Bob Hope and other comedians of the era. We'll discuss his latest book, Write Your Book Now, A Proven System to Start and Finish the Book You've Always Wanted to Write. And if you have a question or if you'd like to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. And you want to keep that number handy because now we're going to give away two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe. There are two locations to serve you, one in Ventura, one in Oxnard. I'll give those away to the fourth caller, 639-0008, just in time for lunch today. My next guest, Gene Parrott, has been a comedy writer since the early 1960s, working for comedians such as Slappy White and Phyllis Diller. He's also been a television comedy writer and a producer since 1968. Listen to this list of credentials. Gene has been the head writer or producer on Welcome Back, Kotter, Three's Company, The Tim Conway Show. He's worked as a writer on The Jim Nabors Show, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, The New Bill Cosby Show, Helen Reddy, Carol Burnett, Mama's Family. And he also wrote episodes for All in the Family, Joe and Sons, What's Happening, and Give Me a Break. It's like a who's who of television shows from the 1970s and 80s. Gene was Bob Hope's writing staff since 1969. He earned 7 Emmy nominations. He won 3. He had 2 Writers Guild nominations and won 1. He's written over 40 books. His most recent titles include Tale from the Script, Breakfast with an Archangel Shecky, and Talk About Hope. Gene's latest book, however, is titled Write Your Book Now, A Proven System to Start and Finish the Book You've Always Wanted to Write. Welcome to the show, Gene. How are you today?
Good, Bill. How are you doing?
I am terrific. I should say welcome back to the show. So I'd be remiss if we didn't at least start with your comedy side of things before we dive into your new book. You've written for a number of American television classics. Which shows in your mind stand out, Gene, and why do they stand out?
Well, I think the Bob Hope shows, just because of the longevity. And I just think he was a smart monologist. He could do one-liners, and they were always current, and he drove us to write. So I enjoyed working with him, and then, of course, traveling with him on the military shows was such an inspiration to me. As Hope used to say, we would bring things to the guys and gals over there, but he would say we got more out of it than they ever did, and I think that's true. And then the Carol Burnett show was such an ideal blend of good writing, but also good performers, and a meshing of good performers. All the performers got along well and knew one another and could play off each other. So the show kind of hit. It just blended very well. So it was a pleasure to work on it.
Now, without a doubt, Carol Burnett's show stands as one of the television classics, and we've been fortunate enough to have Carol Burnett as a guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I want to go back to something that you said in the answer, though, Gene. A monologist, is that a real word, or did you just make that up?
Well, I like to use that word because it implies that they have to hire a writer.
All right. My guest is Gene Parrott. So, Gene, tell us about some of your experiences with Bob Hope. You talked about those Christmas trips and sort of. Give us some insight, some background about the kind of man that Bob Hope was, and what are you going to remember most about him?
Well, one of the things I remember most about him, he was very good with the writers. Of course, I'm prejudiced in that sense. He knew when you were on and when you were off, and it never bothered him. One day I handed him a bunch of jokes, and he used to take the jokes and heft them in his hand. So if you had enough there to weigh something, that was a good day of work.
You were paid by the pound?
Exactly. He bought jokes by the pound. And I handed him some jokes one day, and he hefted them, and he said, "Are these brilliant?" And I had to be honest. I said, "Bob, they're really not." And he was a little stunned that I would be that honest. And he said, "Well, the other guys will be on." So he didn't put that kind of pressure on you. But the one thing I remember the most about Bob Hope, and I tried to incorporate this in my life and teach it to other folks if I can, he was always very positive. There was never a moment when he was doubtful about anything. One time, as an example of that, we were on a trip during the military shows, we had to take a harrowing journey at about 1 o'clock in the morning on the Mediterranean in a small craft. And when we got back to our ship, the seas were very rough. The waves were almost four feet high. So at any one time, you could be 8 feet away from the landing dock that you were supposed to jump over to.
Mm.
And I was a little frightened, and I was with the cast, so all the girls got across. And then it was Bob Hope's turn, and he walked over very calmly. I think he was whistling. And all of a sudden, it was like biblical. The two docks came together, and he walked across very calmly, like he settled the seas. And then it was my turn, and of course, the waves came again. But he never had any doubts about anything he did. And I believe that's why he was so successful. He went at it with a positive attitude. I worked with Phyllis Diller, and she is incredible, very generous lady, and of course, a legendary comic.
Yes.
And now she's a great artist. She sells paintings like crazy. And I asked her daughter one time, I said, what is it about Phyllis that she just seems to have success all the time? And she said she never goes into any project with the least thought of failure.
Oh,
so I took from both of them that positive attitude, and it's a big plus.
It certainly is. My guest is Gene Parrott, and he was a comedy writer for Bob Hope and many other famous comedy players. And Gene, you've made a living, really, out of writing comedy, first comedy and now books. I guess the big question to ask you is this. Can an author make a living writing books in today's economy?
Well, it's a tough road to hoe. It's not easy. And the amount of money you get from some of the books is not a lot, unless you're a Stephen King or a J.K. Rowling, then you become, you're up in the millions. But I was at a conference one time, and Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts,
yes,
was giving a talk, and someone asked about Snoopy. They said, Snoopy's a writer. Is he ever going to sell anything? And Schulz immediately said, no, he's not good enough. So that was passed, and then a few minutes later, a little bit of time later, someone stood up and said, you mentioned Snoopy's never going to sell. A lot of us in this audience are never going to sell either. Should we continue? And I thought he had painted himself into a corner. Excuse me. And without any hesitation, Charles Schulz said, yes, you should continue because the pleasure is in the doing.
Wow. Great words. So, I mean, that's great.
Yeah, it means a lot. So if my theory is if you want to write a book, why not write it? If you make $1 million, fine, the bank will welcome you. And if you make 200 plus, it's a good thing. You've got a book, and you've had the fun of writing it.
Well said. Gene, a mutual friend of ours says that no one should die with a book left inside of them. And I find it interesting that we're the richest, best educated, most leisure time filled society in world history. So why is it then that most people don't write the book that's inside of them?
Well, that's funny because that's the idea that prompted me to write this book. I have written several, and the system I use works for me. And yet I meet many people that say, boy, I'd love to write a book. One person actually said this. I said, why don't you? And she said, it's too much paperwork. An actual quote. But I feel a little depressed, too, that people that have these books in them don't write them. So I came up with this system that I think will help them. And the one problem I see, generally, is that people try to write the entire book at one time. And it's impossible. I say that no one, in one of the chapters, I say no one can write a book. J.K. Rowling can't, Stephen King can't, Charles Dickens couldn't. All anyone can do is write part of a book at any one time.
Mm.
And then you put all the parts together, and you have written a book. So some people sit down, and they try and sit at the keyboard and generate an entire book in one day. And my recommendation is to break the book into smaller bite-sized chunks and work on one chunk at a time. If you want to write chapter one, concentrate on chapter one and get that done, and then move on to chapter two.
Ah, great advice.
It's a big problem when people... In fact, I'll give you an example. I wanted to write this book called Write Your Book Now. I called the publisher. He said, it sounds like a good idea. Send me two chapters. So I hadn't planned the book out, I sat down and wrote two chapters. They were so disorganized because I hadn't followed my plan that I had trouble writing them, and then I had trouble using them. I had to rewrite them entirely. I gave a talk to some senior citizens, and I told this story, and I said, now I've got the book, and I'm having trouble finishing it. And one gentleman raised his hand and said, you should have read the book before you wrote it.
My guest is Gene Parrott, giving us insight about Write Your Book Now. And for those that are out there listening, 639-0008 is our number, and we still have not gotten a winner on that yet. We're up to three. So call on in, 639-0008. Win two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe. Gene, back to you. Now, author friends that I've talked to and authors that have been on the show say that writing is easy. It's editing that takes the most time, skill, and patience. Would you agree with that? How important is editing in this process?
In a sense, I would. But again, what I advocate is really planning a book. Now, some don't. But I say that I do my rewriting before I write. In other words, if it's well planned out, you can pretty much write well. Now, you still have to edit, and you have to go back and change. You may use one word too many times on one page. So you do have to go back and do those things. But I think if you plan, you can get most of what you want on paper and have it pretty accurate. And, of course, in writing a book, if you get a publisher, they'll help you with the editing. They have people that are pretty skilled at that. So they give you a big plus on that.
Absolutely, they do. My guest is Gene Parrott. Well, Gene, everything about writing a book is so mental, as you say. You want to prepare the book. You really want to write it before you sit down to write it. What attitude or attitudes should an author have to be successful at writing books?
Well, again, what we talked about with Bob Hope and Phyllis Diller, that positive attitude. Sit down and know that what you have to say should be heard by people. If you want to say it, it's worth being said. So sit down with a positive attitude. And then remember, writing is a solitary profession. You sit alone in your room with a keyboard, and you type things out. But keep in mind that there is an audience out there. There are readers. So keep them in mind as you're writing. Write to them. Make sure that whatever you're explaining would make sense to the readers. Make it interesting for the readers. So as I say, when I teach comedy and when I teach writing, the one thing every performer needs is an audience.
That's very true.
If you don't have an audience, there's no sense getting up on stage with the microphone. So the audience is a big part of it, and it's the same with writing. Keep those readers in mind as you're writing, and it not only makes you write better, but it's an inspiration to get done because these people are waiting for what you have to say.
Okay. And Gene, you say in the subtitle of your book that you have a proven system to start and finish the book you've always wanted to write, and that's great. So does your system work equally well for fiction books as well as nonfiction books?
Yeah, it does. It's a little bit easier to explain with nonfiction. But with fiction, you still have to plan out what your scenes want to accomplish, what you want the people to do, what you want to happen. And if you plan it out, you can spot holes where if you want this certain action to happen, you better prepare for it earlier. So it helps you lay out the whole thing. When we were doing sitcoms, which is really fiction writing, we would buy stories from freelancers, but we would require them to write an outline for us. And that way we could see how the story was going to flow. So we could have something to add comments to as producers, but we also had something to hold them to say, this is what you promised us, now deliver it. So, yes, I think it helps just as much with fiction as with anything else.
All right. Well, that's good to know for those nonfiction writers that are out there. My guest is Gene Parrott. Now, Gene, back to the actual art of writing, if you will. What role does scheduling your writing play in successfully completing a book?
Oh, I think that plays a big role. In fact, that's pretty much the heart of this system. Once you plan out a book, now you've got to write it. And the only way to do that, to maintain the momentum, is to set a kind of a schedule that's challenging but not overpowering, not something you can't do. But set a schedule that's reasonable, that has rewards, that has vacation time planned into it.
Vacation time?
Yeah, a little bit. If you know, if I say if you want to write a chapter a week, just as an example, well, write 3 weeks and then take a week off to get away from the book and to revitalize yourself. Then come back, and so instead of writing one chapter a week, write one chapter for 3 weeks, take a vacation week, then write one chapter for three, and so on. But that's something that people plan. But then the trick is to stick to it.
Right, that is the hard part.
If you leave, another thing with books that people don't finish them is they start a book, and then they say, well, I'll take a week off, and then, well, maybe I'll take a month off. And pretty soon you take so much time off that you've forgotten the book totally. So you got to keep getting back to the keyboard, even when you don't feel like it. And that's what the schedule helps you do.
That it does. My guest is Gene Parrott, author of the book, Write Your Book Now, a proven system to start and finish the book you've always wanted to write. Gene, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Write Your Book Now?
Well, just that feeling that you can write a book, that... you've got this idea in you. You're just having trouble with the mechanics of getting it onto paper. If you follow the principles here, you will get it on paper. Now, I do say in the book that this is not a book on writing. It's not a guarantee that your book is going to be brilliant or wonderful. It does kind of guarantee that it will be finished. And if you finish a book, and even if it's not that good a book, it's an indication that you can finish another one. And I tell the story about, I think, Sylvester Stallone, you know, built his fame on Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe it was like the 9th screenplay he wrote. It wasn't the first. So he got better and better as he wrote. And finally he hit with Rocky. That's what we do here. But you can't write the 9th screenplay or the 9th book until you finish the first one.
Very true. My guest has been Gene Parrott, author of the new book, Write Your Book Now, a proven system, start and finish your book you've always wanted to write. Gene, you've got a lot of pearls of wisdom here. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, I have a website called comedywritersroom.com, and they can learn about me and the books and so on and some of the courses we teach. And also, I am teaching this course at the Conejo Valley Adult School, and people can get information there. I'm teaching this, and I'm teaching one on comedy writing, and they can find out about that at conejoadultschool.org or call the school at 805-497-2761.
Wow, that is great, Gene. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bill, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.